Well, this speaker is Dr. Wenzhao Liu. He is my colleague in China, but unfortunately he cannot be here. Then he sent his presentation to me, want me talk about this. I'm qualified to talk about this because I used to work there for several years in this. The topic is long-term fertilization effect on crop yield and water use efficiency in rain-fed agriculture in the Lost Plateau. Well, I think Dr. Li talked about the Lost Plateau as well. I used to work here too. It's the Lost Plateau is in the center part of China. Over the history, we always have some issues in environment. Also, it's the low productivity in the history. This is a very huge plateau area. Also, this is the center of the agriculture of China. One of the earliest cultivation land in the world. I think we have probably about 5,000 to 6,000 years of the cultivation history in this area. So it feeds 80 million population. Also, its total area is about 1.3 million hectares. I think Dr. Li, if something is not correct, you can correct me. Wheat. In the Lost Plateau, wheat is the major crop. Even in last couple years, you will see probably more and more corn, maize in this area. But in terms of human direct consumption, wheat is still the major food. Also, it's kind of probably the cultural thing as well. If you want your guest to eat the best food, that's probably from the wheat. This map shows the yield in the last few decades of the wheat. You can see it's different on regions. Some areas the yield is high, somewhere yield is normally is the plateau areas the yield is high. The hill gully regions is you have the because of the soil water loss you cannot get the higher yield. So the overall this Lost Plateau, the problem for dryland farming, rain-fed farming is low fertility, drought, as well as the soil erosion, was mainly the water erosion. Here is the this map shows the organic carbon and yield. I think in last few decades the yield and the nitrogen fertilizer input from the early 1950s to the current. You can see here is the yield over the few decades. The yield is significant increase in last few decades. Also, you can look at the nitrogen fertilizer is increased tremendously in last few decades. Its major yield jump is because of this chemical fertilizer application in last plateau. Right now, it's probably average the producers, farmers use about 150. Well, this number is probably still lower. Sometimes you look at 200, even 300 pounds of nitrogen per hectare, kilograms per hectare. That's a lot of nitrogen fertilizer. Well, in terms of this study, Dr. Liu did is this is a long-term study since 1984. The objective is to study to look at dynamics of grain yield and water use efficiency on the long-term fertilization situation in Lost Plateau. The study is here in south part of Lost Plateau in the Changwu Station. I used to work here for 7 years in this station from 1985 to 1992 before I came to the U.S. You can see here is you see this gullies it's pretty steep, but all the wheat is pretty much planted in this plateau area. It's more flat, that's where you can get a pretty good yield. This study started in the 1984. This year is 31 years. Each year, in the exactly same area, we use different combinations of fertilization from the nitrogen, phosphorus, manure. Each year, it started in 1984. Each year, they pretty much use the same treatments in terms of fertilization. I think in terms of cultivar, probably were changing over the decades, but the fertilization treatment look pretty much the same. Let's look at the yield. This graph shows the precipitation over last 30 years. That's the precipitation. This is the annual precipitation. You see it's a huge fluctuation. This is the growing season precipitation as well as fallow period precipitation, because of dryland farming, you have to relate both of these two water sources for your wheat. Even the wheat is the fallow period is kind of short. It's normally 3 months. So you can see also you have some dry years, you also have some wet years. Yeah, in terms of the nitrogen response, you can see here in dry years, normal years, and wet years, in terms of seasonal precipitation, you can see here normal year as well as wet year, the wheat yield is very responsive to nitrogen rate. So you pretty much get the highest yield as your highest nitrogen rate. So 180 kilograms per hectare yield, nitrogen, you get the highest yield is pretty much is 4 tons, 4.5 tons per hectare. But once you get the dry years, the highest yield is pretty much in the middle range of nitrogen fertilization, the fertilizer rate. You pretty much get the highest yield is 130 or 120 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen. The wet year is pretty similar to the normal year. Well, in terms of the that's the different years. This is plus is the yield response in each year of the over the it still is classified the normal year, dry year, and wet year. It's pretty much follow the average pattern for these three type of the precipitation patterns. This graph shows the precipitation use efficiency. You can see here, even all these years with normal year, dry year, and wet year, the precipitation use efficiency, that's the it's pretty much evaluates the fallow efficiency. If you increase the nitrogen fertilization, you pretty much improve the precipitation use efficiency. This is just the difference of the, this is the relationship with the fallow period, fallow rainfall, and the grain yield. You can see at different at different nitrogen rates, you can see most times there is a linear response between the fallow precipitation and the yield. Especially in this high rate, if you look at this is high nitrogen rates, you can see it's very significant. It's pretty much a good linear relationship. If you use more nitrogen, you will probably improve your precipitation use efficiency. Also, it's a result of high yield. Yeah, that's the over time. You can see that's pretty much the same thing. Similar results as this graph shows. Also, what's the benefit of long-term nitrogen fertilization and also as well as the phosphorus. Here, this graph shows the soil organic carbon and the total nitrogen in the soil. You can see it's at different nitrogen levels, nitrogen rates. It's pretty much in different years. Over the years, you can see from the early 90s to current time, over the long-term fertilization application, you pretty much improve the soil, increase the soil carbon. So, which means if you don't fertilize your field, you probably cannot improve your soil carbon. That's the very significant in the last 30 years. So this is the relationship of soil organic carbon and the rate of the yield change as well as the rate of the precipitation use efficiency change over the years. So you can see here is a very good linear relationship in terms of soil carbon and the yield increase as well as the precipitation use efficiency increase. That's pretty much the major benefit in last 30 years. You look at the combination of the nitrogen and chemical fertilization as well as the manure. So in summary of this study is based on these 30 years of long-term studies, they found is, okay, the first thing is soil productivity. If decrease with the if you don't fertilize your fields there, the soil productivity will decrease without any question. So the nitrogen phosphorus or nitrogen phosphorus plus manure fertilization over the long term is pretty much can maintain the high productivity in wheat there in the last plateau. So I think in no matter how dry and how wet the year is, in any year, the combination of these three fertilizers is nitrogen, phosphorus, and the manure. So any combination of these three fertilizers will provide better yields than any of these fertilizers alone, which means your best yield will be the nitrogen plus phosphorus from plus the manure. It's better than nitrogen to the phosphorus. It's better than nitrogen or phosphorus and manure alone. So that's pretty much the combination. You have to use the combination of these three fertilizers to maintain your high productivity. Another interesting thing is over the last 30 years, they found there is in wet year and the normal year, you probably need more ratio of the nitrogen fertilizer. That's probably is the for normal year and wet year. However, if it's in a dry year, you probably need to increase the ratio of the phosphorus fertilizer. That can probably improve the root growth and rooting depth to improve the drought tolerance in the dry years. So if you have a little bit dry year, you probably need even more phosphorus. You might reduce your nitrogen ratio, the proportion of nitrogen. That's the another feeding is very important results over the long term, last 30 years. Well, this is very important results is if the long term nitrogen plus phosphorus plus manure, it can significantly improve the soil fertility, especially soil organic carbon. It increased tremendously in last 30 years with the application of the nitrogen and phosphorus and the manure. So that's the is kind of the long-term benefit. So the conclusion is in this long term, it still keep going for next. It will stay for some time. Well, I think for the long term, you probably need the combination of all this nitrogen, phosphorus, and the manure to maintain your high yield. with the lost soil. So with that, I'm willing to take any questions. The roots?
Yeah,
the roots can do 9 feet, 10 feet.
Yeah.
It's 3 meters. Yeah, we, I think when I was there, we used the auger to dig the roots. We didn't look at the top roots. We only collect the samples as 3 meters or started 2.5 meters. We collect the soil, see how much roots we can get there around 3 meters.
So that you think has something to do with the
shallow
precipitation use?
Yeah.
Yeah,
the roots can go very deep because the lost soil, there is no rock there. It's pretty deep soil. People live there in the air. You can make a house there along the wall of the lost soil.
In the U.S., there has been a major movement to split nitrogen application, so some early and some during the growing season. Has it been discussed in China if these dry seasons, if you only put on a certain amount early, and then if you determine the season appears that it will be a good season with more moisture, you apply more nitrogen during the growing season?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we, in U.S., I work in the Texas, yeah, we split also when I was working in Montana, we do the similar thing. But in last few years, at least in last 10 years, because of the labor move to the city, I was there this summer. I asked all these people there, how do they do? Normally they don't split because they put their fertilizer there in the field, they will go city to work. So they don't want to come back to fertilizer another time again because that's a waste their time and fortune. So
has that kind of research been done though?
Yeah, I think there's this kind of research there. I think the research are there. But the producers is the farmers is probably sometimes they reluctant to use that. Yeah. Yeah, there are research there. Okay, thank you. Let's move to another.